Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Breaking news.
Fresh, hot off the presses. That's right. Your Panini Grill is going to give you the news.
Yummy.
Javier Milei has won the election for president in Argentina.
Let's move.
That's right. He's being called a populist in some of the media. Although he has referred to himself as an anarcho-capitalist, and other folks have referred to him as libertarian, because he has made some very radical statements, at least for people who don't listen to this show.
Yeah, I don't know. He seems pretty, like, tame.
Like if you listen to the show regularly, stuff he says, you're like, oh, he sounds like those guys in Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
But if you don't listen to this show, you might think that stuff he says about the state is rather radical. Like, he hates the state. He thinks the state is crap. He thinks
now he's in charge of it.
He's
in charge of it. So let's see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
You might be all hat and no cattle.
So we're going to talk about that. I just wanted to get the breaking news out, you know, first thing. Because this, like, literally happened moments ago. We were at dinner before tonight's show, and somebody else was paying attention to it.
Right.
I had spaced it out. I was meaning to check on it, and I was busy conversing with other people at our social event. And so they go, hey, Captain, Javier won. I'm like, oh. So I went and I looked. I found an article on it. And so here we are. But, it is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition. We do things a little bit differently on this particular night than we do on, well, some of the other nights. So hopefully you enjoy tonight's program. Captain's Log, Stardate 11192023. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
If you will.
Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Happy to have you both here.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
The telephone number for the listeners, if you want to join us tonight, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Phone lines are open, so give us a call. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Talk about what we're talking about. Bring up any subject.
Change the subject.
Change the subject if you like, you know, or segue from a subject.
Yeah,
you know, whatever.
At the bottom of the hour.
Or at the top.
Or top of the
middle,
hour.
Or whenever we get your call.
Yeah.
Whenever it's
call fine. Now. Operators are standing by.
No, there aren't.
The captain is standing by.
Once upon a time, we had folks answering the calls for us and screening them, but that time has long gone. It's been years, so... Yeah, now we're
saving on the payroll.
Now we're DIY.
I love it when people are like, "Oh yeah, the guy that screened my call." Yep, that would be me.
Yeah, I don't even mention it now. They're like, "Yeah, the guy who screened my call sounded like a jerk." Like, yeah, that guy.
You're like,
really,
"Yeah, we hate him. We'll fire him. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry, he's an intern. It's fine." All right, so this from devdiscourse.com, a website I have never heard of until today. Argentina elects shock therapy libertarian.
Shock therapy?
That's shock in quotes. Yeah.
Shock politician.
I think this is just a term they've given him. Because he's so different.
Yeah.
He's shocking, right? Like, to some extent, what we do here on Free Talk Live could be considered shock jock, right? Because we talk about things that, well, regular radio and TV and media and all that doesn't talk about. Like, ever.
Yeah.
Really. Like, we're literally the only nationally syndicated radio program that has the viewpoints that we do of freedom, peace, prosperity. We talk about how the state is evil and how, you know, I mean, from my point of view at least, it's antique and barbaric and needs to go away quickly. And Javier Milei seems to share some of that sentiment, at least so far.
He's got that shock therapy.
So far. So anyway, Javier Milei, elected libertarian president of Argentina. Supporters of MASA 51, that's the opponent in the race, experienced a political wheeler-dealer, had sought to appeal to voters' fears about Milei's volatile character and chainsaw plan to cut back the size of the state. There's video of him talking about this.
Really? With a chainsaw?
I believe he had, you know, he was like destroying, you know. Yeah. He also had a thing where, like, he had a whiteboard with, like, all the different departments of whatever, Department of Redundancy Department, and Department of this, that, and the other, and like, you're like, gone, gone. He's just tearing up, Department of this, gone. Gone. Department of that, gone. I'd get rid of them all, right?
You know,
kind of thing. So, like, at least the rhetoric is entertaining and spot on from a libertarian perspective, right?
Right. Like I said, hopefully he's not all hat and no kettle.
Well, and this is the problem with elections, like, far be it from him to be the first guy to lie his way into office and not fulfill any of his promises.
Those whiteboard videos, I was just fooling.
Yeah, but it seems like when someone's... I mean, he seems pretty on point. Normally, politicians, it's like, yeah, they're saying a few cool things, but most of what they believe is crap.
Yep.
This guy is different than any other
presidential... He's consistent in his presentation, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would be shocked...
Just like everybody else that shot.
Just like everybody else.
Would it be therapeutic shopping?
No.
Okay. Because, like, we've seen even, like Vivek, right? He's flip-flopped on so many things. Like, it seems like these guys who are running for president in the U.S. that aren't Biden or Trump, right? Like, cater whatever they're saying to whatever their current audience that they're speaking
to whoever.
Is.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Right?
Clowns.
Right.
Clowns, all of them.
Right. So if they come to, like, Porkfest and speak, right, like RFK came, right, that
clowns.
Was tailored to the Porkfest audience, right?
Yep.
But then he goes and speaks in front of a bunch of, you know, lefties or whatever, and his tone changes, his promises change.
I'm always really disappointed when, like, freedom, liberty-loving people are backing candidates like Vivek or JFK, what is it, JFK or RFK?
RFK.
RFK, okay.
RF, because, RF, well, not going to win the election anyway.
So,
radio frequency.
RF whoever, right? So the only reason why they liked him at first was because he's, like, anti-vax or whatever.
Right.
That's a,
well, that's a good
dumb,
place to start, though.
It's a good place to start, but it's a pretty dumb reason to elect someone to be president. And then they're saying, like, oh, a couple other things. But most of what this guy believes is garbage. Same with Vivek. He doesn't even believe in, like, property rights and, like, basic freedom 101. And people are, like, totally, you know, I was going to say something.
Yeah,
I probably can't say it in the air, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they, you know, they
speak
like
to
them.
Me, Sister Nikki.
Yeah, they,
speak to me.
It's just kind of embarrassing. It's like, why are you guys simping for this guy? Like, you know,
Vivek is he's the cleanest shirt in the laundry, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you got to pull out a dirty shirt out of the laundry, he's probably the best one.
Probably.
You know, 99% of all the socks in the laundry dirty up the 1%.
Right? It's like the police.
Yeah.
Did you know that apparently for every sock that you lose in the laundry, it comes back as a Tupperware lid?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
With no bowl.
Right.
You know, no container that fits it.
Right.
Yeah.
And into a cabinet that you can't open because they'll all just come crashing.
I'm hoping I can reverse that. I want to go get, like, a bunch of Tupperware lids.
Get some new socks.
Yeah, can
from,
you do
like,
some sort of, like, seance or something? You know,
and
like
then
a
have
ritual?
Them turn into socks?
What is the witchcraft for this? How do we do this? Somebody call in if they know how to do this.
603-283-6160 if you know how to turn Tupperware lids into socks. All right, so supporters of MASA, an experienced political wheeler-dealer, had sought to appeal to voters' fears, as politicians like to do, as governments like to do. The only thing they do is stoke fear, really. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, follow through with the threats of violence and caging. Malay's policies scare me, says teacher Susana Martinez, 42, on Sunday after she voted for MASA. Argentina, however, elected libertarian outsider Javier Milei as its new president on Sunday. Like, literally moments ago, maybe an hour ago or something like an hour and a half, was when the news got to us. So, I mean, this news is literally a couple hours old.
Fresh.
Tops. Yeah. They rolled the dice on an outsider with radical views.
He grows his own food.
Oh, you mean he doesn't believe in like hyperinflation and central banking and you know.
That's pretty radical.
He doesn't want to start any wars.
Radical views to fix an economy. Wow. Economy battered by triple-digit inflation, a looming recession, and rising poverty. Sound familiar?
Yeah, he's only for double-digit inflation.
Yeah,
the triple-digit has to go.
Official results have not yet been released, but his rival, Peronist Economy Minister Sergio Massa, conceded in a speech. His candidacy was hampered by the country's worst economic crisis in two decades while he has been at the helm. Milei is pledging economic shock therapy.
Oh, yeah.
His plans include shutting the central bank, ditching the peso entirely, slashing spending, and potentially painful reforms that resonated with voters angry at the economic malaise, but sparked fears of austerity in others. Milei is the new thing. He's a bit of an unknown, and it is a little scary, but it's time to turn over a new page, said 31-year-old restaurant worker Christian, as he voted on Sunday. But Milei's challenges are enormous. He will have to deal with the empty coffers of the government and central bank, a creaking $44 billion debt program with the International Monetary Fund.
Oh, geez, they're on the hook with the IMF.
Mm-hmm. Inflation nearing 150%. And a dizzying array of capital controls. With many Argentines not fully convinced by either candidate, some had characterized the vote as a choice of the lesser evil.
Fear? Sounds familiar.
Right? Yeah. I choose to vote for no evil.
I choose to vote for the dirty shirt over the dirty pants.
Because the shirt's not going to be as dirty as the pants.
What if they're not wearing? Yeah, it's like kind of gross to put on the dirty pants, but the dirty shirt, it's like, eh.
I'm voting for the Tupperware.
So, economic anger at Massa and his party for an economic crisis that has left Argentina deeply in debt and unable to tap global credit markets. Milei has been particularly popular amongst the young, who have grown up seeing their country lurch from one crisis to another.
Wow.
It's like a mirror image of the United States somehow, except they're further along in their hell.
Yeah.
Right? Their
it's
government
like looking into a crystal
hell.
Ball. Right. It's like, in 3 years, this is what will come to your country.
The sixth circle of hell is where they're at. We're in the third circle.
Quote, our generation is pushing the presidency of Milei to stop our country being a pariah, said Agustina Lista, 22, a student in Buenos Aires. Milei's win shakes up Argentina's political landscape and economic roadmap and could impact trade in grains, lithium, and hydrocarbons.
Oh, lithium. The IMF probably loves that. Oh, you owe us money? We'll take your lithium. Got any solar panels?
You mean like the pill form or the battery form?
I think the battery form.
Which one?
The battery form. That's why they're pushing all this stuff.
If you are prescribed lithium... Right, for your mental health condition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's, you know, the apocalypse shows up. Can you just eat some batteries?
No, you eat the lithium and put a solar panel in each ear.
Oh, okay.
Positive and negative, and you can just, you know, just go at it all day.
Sweet.
You're fine.
Lithium
will
last forever. Milei has criticized China and Brazil, saying he won't deal with communists.
Ooh, wow.
And favors stronger U.S. ties.
Well,
it's also socialist. The shock rise of the 53-year-old economist and former TV pundit has been the story of the election, breaking the hegemony of the two main political forces on the left and the right, the Peronists and the main Together for Change conservative bloc. Okay, whatever.
That's their thing.
The election marks a profound rapture. Oh, rupture. Sorry, not rapture.
Well, it could be rapture.
Yeah. Again, that's next year.
Yeah, don't be reading too much into this, biblical people. The election marks a profound rupture in the system of political representation in Argentina, said Julio Birdman. That's right.
What?
Spelled with a U, though. An I.
Cool.
Birdman.
Birdman.
Birdman. I'm Birdman.
Tweet it out.
He's the director of the consultancy Observatorio Electoral ahead of the vote. Supporters of Massa 51, an experienced political wheeler dealer. I mean, but you're redundant.
That sounds
there.
Like a bad thing, wheeler dealer.
I mean, but so is...
That sounds like you're a con artist or something, you know what I mean?
He's a politician.
He's a politician, yeah. So, I mean, it kind of fits.
A wheeler dealer.
Had sought to appeal to voters' fears about Malay's volatile character and chainsaw plan to cut back the size of the state. Malay's policies scare... I think we already covered this.
I guess they didn't fall for the fear.
Oh, I see. They repeated it. Oh, this is a horribly put together article. Although
translated,
it was just like a couple of like
yeah.
2 hours ago tops. Malay is also staunchly anti-abortion, favors looser gun laws, and has called Argentine Pope Francis a socialist SOB.
Nice. I like that.
He used to carry a chainsaw in symbol of his planned cuts, but shelved it in recent weeks to help boost his moderate image.
That's funny. So that's where, because the story we covered on Wednesday was talking about how his supporters will dress up like him. They made masks of his face.
His haircut.
They love his haircut. They were dressing up like lions because that's his thing. He's like the king of the jungle, I think he calls himself.
Cool.
And then the chainsaws, and we kind of never got an explanation for the chainsaws. So,
yeah. I'm a lumberjack now, baby. Anyone familiar with Jackal, the band? No?
Just look up, what is it? Is it a chainsaw song?
The chainsaw song, yeah. Yeah, they were great. They were famous for that.
Chainsaw solo.
Let's go to, we have a call holding. Let's see if we can bring them on. Unscreened caller, what's your name, please? You're live on the radio on Free Talk Live. Hello? Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Turn down your radio. Radio.
Yeah, turn your radio down, caller.
Turn down your radio. Radio.
All right, well, when you turn your radio down, maybe we'll bring you back.
The captain continues.
All right. After October's first round vote, Malay struck an uneasy alliance with the conservatives, which boosted his support. But he faces a highly fragmented Congress with no single bloc having a majority, meaning that he will need to get backing from other factions to push through legislation. Malay's coalition also does not have any regional governors or mayors. That may temper some of his more radical proposals. Long-suffering voters are likely to have little patience, and the threat of social unrest is never far below the surface. His backers say only he can uproot the political status quo and economic malaise that has dogged South America's second-largest economy for years. Malay is the only viable option, so we do not end up in misery, said Santiago Nuria, a 34-year-old accountant. This story has not been edited by this website and is generated partially by a syndicated feed. Okay, very well. So,
well, hey, give him a chance. I mean, the younger population, you know, they've been suffering. They want something new.
Let's go back to this unscreened caller and see if they turned their radio down.
Radio down. Radio
Hello, caller.
Down.
Hey.
Hey, what's your name?
Are you talking to me?
We are talking to you. Yes, you're live on the radio right now.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I'm so happy. I'm Sean.
Hey, Sean. Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's on the Swish Fish. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I'm in the shower at a hotel. I'm in the shower. That's in New York. I'm
He's in the shower.
Okay, well...
Yeah, but, you know, the guy that I'm with, he...
LRN.FM.
Maybe give us a call back another time. Thanks. I'm not sure what that was about. But, yeah, try not to call us from the shower, and try not to cuss. We are a radio program, and so the FCC... we'll take us off the air if you cuss. So we don't want that.
So we took you off the air in a preemptive strike.
Yeah. So also, it helps if you're like not on speakerphone, right?
And if you have something of value to say,
and are prepared to say it when we take your call. That's always helpful. Just a few pointers. Just talk radio things.
Yeah.
101.
Any other thoughts about Javier?
Oh, I was saying, you know, it's good that the younger generation wants to give him a chance because they've grown up 20 years of, you know, high inflation and, you know, so.
I wish the younger generation in the U.S. was leaning more this way. It seems like they've all been brainwashed by, the public school teachers and, like, the college
things. Yep.
So fluoride. They're like, no, we need, and fluoride, and, like, all the other, like, crap. But, you know, they're it seems like most people my age and younger, so like, you know, 20s and teens, they think that communism and socialism, like, that's what's going to save us, like, universal health care.
24? What are you?
25, yeah.
Okay.
So it seems like it seems like a lot of people my age are, like, influenced by, like, have European influences, so they're like, look at what they're doing in Sweden, look at what they're doing in Norway, like, this is beautiful and awesome, but when you actually talk to people that live in those European countries that are more freedom-minded and freedom-oriented, they actually don't like universal healthcare. They actually don't like some of these things that are touted as being amazing, and, you know, they call, oh, this is free. In my country, you know, this is free. Healthcare is free. This is free. That's free. Everything's free. No, because...
You keep using that word.
Yeah.
I don't think you understand what that word means.
Free cheese in the mousetrap, too.
Yeah, so you have to pay for all of these things, but they're just being taken from you in a different way.
Right.
So obviously in those countries, taxation's a lot higher, but also the level of individual freedom...
Yep.
And economic freedom is a lot lower. You know, you don't have certain rights to self-defense. And even, you know, so I work in medical. So I talk to a lot of people about whatever, like healthcare and stuff like that. It's like a big, you know, it's something I'm interested in. So when I talk to people who want alternative forms of healthcare in those countries, they are, you know, not entirely satisfied with the services they're being provided because they're like, listen, I don't want to, you know, go to the hospital or I don't want, if you want anything outside of the norm, if you want any, like, alternative natural health care, those things aren't going to be covered and it's also going to be heavily regulated and it's going to be more difficult to get access to those sort of things. Like, you don't get to pick your provider. Like, when I go to the chiropractor, I can go to any chiropractor I want and I pay cash.
Right.
But... with insurance, it's like, oh, you can only go to this chiropractor. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it doesn't always work as great as you think it's going to.
In the U.S., one of the freer subsections of healthcare is eye care.
Yeah.
Right? It is the least regulated of all healthcare things, right? And, like, you can tell, it's cheap AF.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, go, you could just, like, walk into an eye clinic, like, don't book an appointment, just walk in. They're like, yeah, we can fit you in. They give you your eye exam. They create glasses for you on the spot. You walk out with a pair.
Yeah, my sister just got LASIK eye surgery, and it was, like, easy peasy. Yeah. Well, not, like, easy peasy, but pretty much, I mean, more than you would think it would.
So if you look at how unregulated, eye care is, and compare it to all the rest of healthcare, you're going to see some stark differences. And if the rest of healthcare could be as unregulated as eye care in the United States, everything would be much cheaper, much easier to get. The results would be higher. You wouldn't have to rely on medical tourism to go get something done in another country for cheaper because you can't get it done here, whatever. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Fuel tankers entered Gaza via the Rafah crossing on Friday following Israel's War Cabinet approval of two daily deliveries to address the water and sewage crisis in the enclave. SpaceX launched a Starship mega rocket Saturday, but once again it didn't go as planned.
Both the booster and spacecraft were lost in explosions minutes into the test flight from South Texas. Although the rocket reached space, communication was abruptly lost, and SpaceX officials believe the ship's self-destruct system caused it to explode over the Gulf of Mexico.
GOP presidential hopefuls were campaigning for votes in the Midwest on Saturday.
Donald Trump back in Iowa speaking to a crowd in Fort Dodge, 8 weeks until the Iowa Republican caucuses.
We're going to crush Crooked Joe Biden next November, and we're going to make America great again.
Ms. Laura Winters reporting. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
You know that song, Afternoon Delights?
Oh, yes.
That, and we're back.
Afternoon Delights.
I always think of Anchorman, the movie. I never think of that song.
Yeah.
Because of they do that rendition of Afternoon Delight just right in the middle of the movie somewhere. And it's like out of nowhere, the three-part harmony thing kicks in, and it's, you know, a rendition of Afternoon Delight.
Who did that song? Do you know?
Oh, that was...
Brad or something?
No, hang on. It's, oh, man. Captain and Tennille.
No. It was the Starland Vocal Band.
Starland Vocal Band. I knew that.
Oh, 1974.
I knew that, actually. Well, apparently I didn't.
Going all the way back.
Yeah. I knew that once upon
That's
a time.
That's what everybody says.
I was just unable to recall it on demand.
Yes. Yeah. I was distracted by a high-pitched sound that only I can hear.
Wait, so if you knew something once upon a time, but you can't recall it on demand, does that mean you no longer know it?
No, you know it. But you just can't remember it. You know it. No, maybe you don't.
But I guess it depends. Like, if you're like, oh, I know that. We're doing the thing where it's like, ugh.
That's what you just did.
Yeah,
so you do know it.
Captain Tennille. No.
Somewhere in your noggin, you knew it. It's there. But you just... put all of this other stuff in front of it because you don't need that knowledge every day. So you know, like all the stuff you have to remember to like do the show and all the after show stuff. All that stuff is in front of this. What is it?
So what you're trying to trying to say is that I've saved it on a portable hard drive that's at least 10 years old, big and clunky, and I never access it.
It's on a USB OneDrive.
Yeah. You forget where it is, so it's going to take you like that. Like, if he didn't tell you what it was, you probably would have remembered that in 3 weeks. And you would have been like, aha, I remember that.
You hear it on the radio.
I'll do that when I struggle with something, and then I'll go home. I'll wake up in the middle of the night with the aha. I'll be like, oh, it was that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Starland Vocal Band.
Right.
I knew it. Something similar a lot when I was a waitress. I would just be existing, right? And I'd be like, oh my goodness, I forgot to get table 10, that side of ranch dressing. And it would just be like, and it's like, why am I remembering this? Go to sleep. Or, you know.
Brain's got to like work it out, you know.
Yeah.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Let's go to Gigi calling from South Carolina via telephone.
With the best telephone sound of all Free Talk Live callers.
You're so sweet, Stephen. Hello, Miss Nikki. Good evening.
Hello.
Captain, my secret passion.
Hey,
and Stephen. Hello, everybody.
Keep it clean.
A heads up on a wonderful holiday weekend to all my fellow listeners. I am very, very disappointed with my local TMA radio station here in Charleston. No more Saturday night Free Talk Live programs. They have some yucky computer lady on for all 3 hours. And on Sunday evenings now, some ultra, ultra, ultra conservative yucky talk show program. I don't know where it comes from. But I have to say, I was just waiting online, and I heard the captain say something. I was hysterical. Now, please have a wonderful sense of humor. Do not think of me, to all my fellow listeners, as an unladylike, vulgar woman, but I pride myself on having a clever wit and an open-minded sense of humor.
I'm on the edge of my seat, Gigi.
Wow, what a setup.
Pardon?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Brace yourself, my love. As I always say, I love my husband, but it's great to have a sense of humor to get through this crazy-ass life and world that's blazing on fire today. But, Captain, I would love to wake up in the middle of the night with your portable hard drive, big and clunky.
That's great.
I hope the major in Michigan is cracking up Jerome as well as Robert in Charleston. But how am I going to listen to the wonderful program on my radio?
The only thing I can suggest there is to call your station, your local affiliate, and
hey. Because I remember once Richie Rich said, and I'm going to miss Richie because I think he's interesting and very bright, and he always has a good answer that I like.
He's still on
Saturdays. But I did call this past week, and I complained to the program manager, like Richie advised a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they do this?
It depends.
Follow the money.
So, radio is an interesting industry in that most people rotate frequently. So that is to say,
I was not aware of that.
If you're like a guy doing a show like at the radio studio, generally the career span for doing one show at a studio is under 3 years, right? Sometimes even less than that.
That stinks.
Now, with Free Talk Live, because we're an independent program in syndication, we operate a little bit differently than other shows. So, you know, we always produce the show here in Keene, New Hampshire. Mark and Ian have been the foundation of this show for over 20 years now. We just celebrated our, 22nd anniversary or something. I'm not sure what it was.
Mazel tov.
Yeah. Thank you. So, you know, we're a little different than that, but sometimes a new program director will get hired somewhere on a station, and they want to make a name for themselves. They want to put their own stamp on
so
it, you know.
Politics.
Generally speaking, or at least ladder climbing, you know, that kind of a thing, where, like, if I got hired at a radio station as a program director, I'd make some changes to, like, you know, get rid of the computer lady.
I appreciate that, because when I was chairperson in a particular department at a university that I was teaching at down in South Florida, I did that with many, many new implementations, and it's exactly correct. I wanted to make a name and a reputation and establish myself as new, dynamic, creative, so I can understand that.
Now, of course, my changes would be just to have Free Talk Live on 24/7 on whatever radio station, right? You know, but that's me.
Well, I do enjoy the BBC and NPR from time to time, sir.
Indeed.
But I wanted to share with you, because I've never mentioned it, I completed my Master of Arts degree at the University of Washington in Seattle. I loved living in Seattle.
I did, too, while I was there, until I, like, sort of woke up to the evil of statism. And so, like, I was busy in, you know, heavy metal bands, playing guitar, partying, right? I had a day job, and my life was go to the day job, go to rehearsal, you know, take care of, you know, all the things I need to take care of the rest of my life, play a gig or two on the weekend.
Play music at night.
Yeah, play a gig or two on the weekends, and, you know, that was really my entire life. And then
it was so beautiful living there.
Oh, it is.
Geographically, and I love the cultural diversity, different people from all over the world, especially at the university.
Oh, yeah.
I used to travel to British Columbia, the Cascades, down the Oregon coast, and for me it was a real treat.
Go up
growing
to the San Juan
up in
Islands.
Miami, and then I did my undergrad at UCLA and UC Santa Barbara, so Seattle was just gorgeous, and I have very, very fond memories.
Me too.
I loved it.
It is one of the most gorgeous places on the planet. Of course, it has to be sunny for you to realize that.
Oh, yeah. I remember come winter, it would be very cold, sometimes snow, lots of gloomy gray skies and rain, and quite often it was very conducive for studying. And I studied my ass off, boy. But
good on
it
you.
Was down in the dumps depressing. I could never live in that for the rest of my life. No way.
Mm. All right. Anything else you want to say tonight, Gigi?
What am I going to do? I told my husband I'm having withdrawals. Where's Nikki? Where's Richie? Where's my love, the captain? This stinks.
You have a computer, yes?
Yes, we do in the den.
Freetalklive.com. If you go
to... Yeah, but I don't want to sit at the computer. I like to lay down in my bed in the bedroom and put the radio on and listen and relax and enjoy. And I love listening to Nikki. She's an educated, professional woman with an open mind.
I appreciate that, Gigi. Thank you.
There are
There
are a number of resources at freetalklive.com. So we have a call-in line. So most cell phone plans don't charge long distance anymore. So you basically just dial a number, and it'll play the show during 7 to 10 p.m. We also have a stream right there on the website in a variety of what we call
I never thought
formats.
About that. I could do it on my cell phone.
I mean, I've used the Free Talk Listen line, and I can give you the number.
I could do that.
Yeah, the number is 641-793.
I now am aware of that option, which is good to know. But one thing I have always enjoyed about this program, the diversity of topics, the diversity of perspectives by the hosts and the callers who come in. It just reinforces my strong feelings about free speech, and I really love that about this program.
Awesome. Well, Gigi.
You know, before I called you guys, I heard something on the news about demonstrations at NYU, Harvard, MIT, and Sydney, Australia, with people from different backgrounds demonstrating and expressing themselves saying, burn the Jews. So I looked at my husband and I said, here we go. And I got to say, I don't like it. It makes me very uncomfortable. It's exactly why my mother's family had to leave Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
However, I still say, thank goodness some countries permit that, because I don't like what they're saying, but I will support their right to say it.
And you want to know who those people are. Yeah. If someone doesn't
you
like
go,
me,
girl,
you
I didn't
know.
Even think about that. That's
yeah.
an excellent point.
They're telling on themselves. So I say whenever somebody is being
Bravo,
racist or hateful.
I didn't even
or,
think about that.
Yeah, no, I think it's very important.
Perspective.
And the
yes,
other
ma'am.
Thing... The other thing about that is when people aren't allowed to speak their mind and when they're ostracized or whatever,
it's worse.
It does. They have to go underground
yep.
and
yes.
then they're kind of surrounded by this sort of echo chamber. And we've even seen that with some of the like neo-Nazi groups and stuff like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Because
or
you tell a normal person.
Turn up every corner.
Yeah. You yep. tell a normal person that you're like, oh, I identify as a Nazi. And,
there you go.
You know, the majority of people are going to give you a funny look or maybe even, like, kick you out of their house, right? So then they have to go, and I'm not, I mean, and it's hard because obviously, like, I don't want to be friends with somebody like that.
Right.
But if they are not allowed to speak that way or think that way at all,
I
they
like
will go
what
underground.
You're saying,
yeah.
And I concur with you.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think about that perspective. So, touche to you.
Hey, Gigi, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. It is very important to know where the a-holes are.
Yeah.
Right? That is, you know, more important. That's probably the most important part of freedom of speech. Unpopular speech is what needs to be protected.
Yeah.
Right. Right? Not popular speech, because it's already popular. Right? Everybody's yeah. like, oh, yeah, that's the popular
yeah, it's
viewpoint.
It's always going to be protected,
like,
right?
So, like, everybody is, like, okay with it because it's popular. It's the stuff that's unpopular that needs protection. And so if you are a free speech absolutist,
yeah.
Which sounds like Gigi is, and
yeah.
I profess to be that as well, the number one benefit is to know where the a-holes are.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they will let you know, hey, I'm an a-hole. I'm over
yeah.
here.
Mm-hmm.
I produce a-hole paper. I produce a-hole podcast. I produce, you
yeah.
know, whatever it is, right?
Right.
They're going to let you know. Some people think I'm the a-hole. And so because I'm doing this, they're like, okay, well, I know where that guy is. Right?
Yeah. So there's a phrase that gets used a lot that hate speech is not free speech. And I disagree with that.
Yeah.
Because even though it might be hateful or it might be racist or homophobic or whatever.
Who decides what hate speech is?
That's a good question.
Yeah, what if you hate pumpkins and I start talking about pumpkins?
I
hate
pumpkins.
The smashing
or
pumpkins.
Obviously, so obviously, like, the racist people aren't going to think that, you know, they're like, nah, it's cool. You know, how is this hateful? Like, this is just true, right? But then everyone else is
right.
going to be like, no, that's hateful. But they still deserve the right to say those things.
Yeah. And so,
you know,
if somebody either, we'll say, like, is elected or somebody's put in charge of determining what is and isn't hate speech.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's just opinion.
It is just opinion. Yeah.
Right. So,
yeah.
All of a sudden, that's, I believe what they call in the political arena, a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Right? Because now there is somebody in charge of deciding what hate speech is or
mm-hmm.
isn't. And so, like you said, the word pumpkins, right?
Yeah.
Could be like, nope, that's hate speech.
Right.
He hates pumpkins. You can't say pumpkins,
yeah.
right? Like
yeah.
some.
You'll be banned from Keene. You can't come to the pumpkin festival. Get out of town.
Some otherwise innocuous word, could be added to the list
right?
yeah.
of hate speech,
mm-hmm.
right? And then, you know, all of a sudden, it goes underground, like you were alluding to, Nikki.
Yeah.
And when it goes underground is when it becomes even more dangerous.
Yeah. And also, the popular thing, or the whatever the majority is touting, isn't always, you know, just and ethical
yeah.
and right. Like, let's visit Poland in 1938, right? What were the, you know, like that, they were being incredibly racist, they were putting Jewish people in jail, I mean... And that was a big thing in many countries
yep.
in Europe. That, I mean,
yep.
the entire, you know, World War II was fought over this.
Yep.
So, but that was the majority. The majority of the people in Poland and in Germany were allegedly believing in this thing. The government
yep.
was touting this thing and was putting out all this propaganda and was making this the norm.
Yep.
So just because the government is saying, like, no, this is an okay thing to believe in, and this is what we're going to do, or just because the majority is thinking this thing,
yep,
does not mean it's ethical, and it does not mean that it is the right thing to be doing.
Yep.
I mean, we've seen this before.
Can you name a time when the majority decided something and was correct?
Maybe. The sky is blue? Like, I don't know.
Eating turkey on Thanksgiving? Maybe.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I do like turkey.
Yeah.
I do like turkey.
Okay, so
with gravy,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But and generally, like for me anyway, if I find myself following, like, the popular opinion on a thing, I immediately stop and go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let me look at the other side of this thing. Why is it popular?
Yeah.
Why am I following this? Because, I mean, generally speaking, I'm not following what's popular.
Right.
It's just been
the opposite way.
Just been the way my life has gone.
Yep.
You know, I take a page out of, George Carlin / Lenny Bruce, you know, and I'm like, I don't believe anything the government tells me. Right? Now, they might be telling me something, right, that I should believe, but I immediately don't believe them.
Distrust.
Yeah. Right. Like, that's the first place that I go. Right.
Or whatever they call a bill, it's just the opposite of what they call it.
Whereas, like, the majority of people, they're like, you know, watch a television newscast, and there'll be some politician up there going, okay, well, here's what's happening and why it's happening, and this is why we're doing it. They go, oh, okay, that must be why we're doing it.
Well, that's why they use the word officials.
Right.
Officials said that, oh, they're official.
I go the other way because that's where people get into trouble, by believing all the propaganda, by believing the liars calling themselves politicians who want one thing and one thing only, and that's more for them and less for you. They want more control over you and more money for themselves. They want to, they want to war with other nations, but they're not willing to put their own life on the line. And that, to me, is the largest crock of S I have ever heard of. In fact, the fact that human beings allow this to continue is a big crock of ass as well. Because if I have a problem with you, Steve, and, you know, maybe it turns to violence, right?
I hope not.
Well, okay, but let's just say it does. Like, I'm going to duke it out with you. I'm not going to go hire, like, you know, 10 other guys to, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, don't get me involved with it.
Like,
you know?
You know, I really want to kick that guy's ass, but, like, I'm not willing to do it myself. Right? Well, then don't, right? Like, I mean, it just makes no sense. So, like, all of these presidents, all of these leaders of these countries, these monarchs, these dictators, whatever they are, however they got into power, if their entity is dropping bombs on people, then they are the ones who have no balls. They are the ones who are the sickest people on planet Earth.
Right, put them up in a plane and, like, you pull the lever and drop those bombs.
Yeah. Oh, how about you fly over, put on some gear,
yeah,
get yourself a rifle, you know, go start
jump
taking care
of
business yourself, right? If it's so important,
by example.
Yes. Yes. So, anyway.
Reminds me of that Black Sabbath song, War Pigs.
In what way?
Because that's what they're talking about in the song. The politicians waging wars using other people like pawns in chess.
Bingo.
Right.
Yes.
So.
And that is what they are. They are war pigs. If you support, like, I've heard way too many people say things like, I just bombed the whole Middle East. Turn the whole thing into a parking lot.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
I'm like,
people live there.
Like, I have no problem with the people living in the Middle East. What I have a problem with is the governments. Right?
That's the problem.
Because people can figure out how to cooperate and get along.
Right.
Right. They really can.
Yeah.
You know, open your door, talk to your neighbor. Have you figured out how to get along with your neighbor?
Even if they can't, let them duke it out. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, once you bring it to this mass scale where you have entire countries or these politicians that are representing an entire country waging a war against another country.
Yeah.
You know, if you just kept it, like, let's think of like tribalism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you, like, Native Americans, right? There's different tribes, and if they had an issue, they would either talk about it,
mm-hmm,
you know, pass the peace pipe,
yep,
or they would fight. but it's on a smaller scale, right? But now that we have these giant countries and there's so many people involved and there's money and resource and like oil and things have gotten so overly complicated.
Yeah.
And half of the people in the military don't even know what they're actually fighting for.
Right.
They're told these lies, and it's like, oh, well, we're the good guys. They're doing bad things over there, so we're going to kill a bunch of people, and it's gonna save a bunch more people. And so they're told these lies, and really it's like, no, we're fighting this war over, you know, poppy fields and
lithium
oil and, yeah, and lithium and all this other resources and money.
They become mercenaries for the bankers.
Yeah.
Right? Is literally what it is. General Smedley Butler, for those of you servicemen and women out there who are thinking, oh, these guys are insulting me and my service and my military career, blah, blah, blah. Read Smedley Butler. Read. Go. Right now. Do it. Go. Read Smedley Butler.
Right now?
Not you.
Oh, okay.
The listeners.
Okay.
The servicemen and women who think we're insulting them, who think that I wasn't a mercenary for the bankers or the oil. Yes, you were.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, you absolutely were.
It's interesting, Javier Milei, right? They're in debt with the IMF.
Yep.
They've got lithium.
Yep.
And he's a new, political figure.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how long before terrorists start popping up in the streets of Argentina, where we have to go there and squash that,
right.
You know, get them on the hook for more debt and take their lithium.
Yeah.
It just sounds like a setup.
It does, in that way. I hadn't thought of that until you just mentioned it right now, but that does seem like something that the United States would do, particularly because I would prefer that Milei wants to move Argentina onto something like cryptocurrency. Or
like El Salvador.
Some sort of gold-backed
hopefully.
Currency.
Wasn't he talking about moving them onto the dollar?
He wants to move, because right now, compared to the situation that they're in, the dollar is probably the most stable out of all of the other state-based currencies that they could choose.
It's the cleanest shirt in the laundry.
Yeah, right.
It's the dollar. It's all terrible. It all has to get washed.
But it's still blood money. It's still oil money. It's still banker money.
Yeah.
Right? It's not people's money. Cryptocurrency is people's money. It was created by people. It was released into the wild by people for people. And that's why Satoshi Nakamoto is a mysterious figure. Because he knew, or they, whoever Satoshi Nakamoto is, knew that if the identity or identities of the people who created Bitcoin were revealed, that they would be immediately murdered by every government on planet Earth. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC, They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.